following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flicks and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
The voice is super sexy, actually, though, so it's not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas, maybe I'll catch a bite. I don't know. Great twist in that movie, left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
I'm travel!
Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Flicks. As always, I'm Adam.
I'm John.
Garrett.
And we have no Chad this week.
Ja-Garrett.
I'm Ja-Garrett.
Nice to meet you, sir. I like your name.
Yeah, no Chad. He felt tingly.
All over.
And he had to share.
Right. But there are certain things you keep to yourself. You just go, hey, bros, I'm having a bad one. I'm not going to come in. Not make it. You know?
No sharesies.
Yeah.
It's like you don't describe, like, the worst poops ever if you're not making it because you got the poops, you know? Like, yeah. You're just like, yo, stomach's a little twisted. Won't be making it.
Or you make a joke about it and you're like, my anus is on fire.
Yeah. But you don't tell me you feel tingly.
All over.
That's right. Almost as bad as you telling me that you're
I
moist.
I think you were roofied.
Because... That shit's also gross.
Roofies, more like Flories.
James wants to point out that John's not dead.
Oh,
hey!
That's right.
It was all a farce.
John's not dead. I put him back together.
Oh, so. I'm Humpty Jumpty.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. I take it back.
Oh, Badflix is now live. Good to know. Thank you, phone.
Badflix is live.
Who's yeah. What?
Who's Badflix?
I put him back together with some shoestrings and paper clips and the such.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it took me like $6. Yeah. It's a $6 man.
He's still complaining that I need to pay him for it.
Yeah, well, I didn't bring you back to life for free.
You owe me $6.50
kind of
for my time.
A friendly thing to do, isn't it?
It was
exhausting.
Like, if I had the ability to put you back together, I'd do it for free, especially if it was $6. I would front it.
Well, see, sir, that's how you end up poor, and I make the money.
No comment.
$6 is going to bankrupt me right now.
$6 is going to make me rich right now. So
right now.
Yeah, right now.
It's you like, fucking...
saw that meme today. It's like with the talk about how Bill Gates might become the world's first trillionaire. It's like, I just wish I was a 10,000-inaire. I was like, so true.
Right?
So true.
That would be great.
Right? I don't need $1 trillion.
I just need 10,000, yeah.
I mean, a trillion would be pretty dope, too. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, I'd like to turn my 10,000 into a trillion, but I just, you know, I'm willing to
start. It's a long way to go. You know how hard it is to make $1 trillion?
I would take out a $1 trillion loan.
Yeah. And then
$10,000 of collateral?
Yeah. Just like, hey, who wants to give me a $1 trillion loan?
And they'd be like, ooh, no one.
I think even if someone gave you $1 billion, no matter where you fled to with that money, they would hunt your ass down.
Right? You'd see the nasty side of banks we don't know about.
Oh, well.
Just keep running. You have $1 billion.
Yeah, try me.
I was like, saying,
let's be honest.
My whole country army.
Try me. I bought Nigeria last week.
I'm broke now, but I have a country to hide in.
But I got a country that makes oil.
You think you could buy Nigeria for $1 billion?
A trillion. Yes.
I don't know.
Easy.
What is Nigeria's GDP, man?
Depends on how much oil they got underneath them, I suppose.
No, it depends on how much oil they export.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like.
That's very true.
All right. So we had a little homework, did we not?
We did. It's a movie I think we've all seen about 100 goddamn
Supa
times.
Supa the Troopa.
Meow.
Yeah. Now, this is a movie that I don't ever need to see again. Probably won't unless I'm watching it with someone that hasn't seen it before.
I personally love the movie.
It's great.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It is by far well overwatched.
Exactly. That's
especially
my point.
Especially among this group right
yep.
here.
Yes. There was a lot of drinking in Super Trooper. Plus, we didn't have cable TV.
And only like 12 movies.
We had Whitest Kids You Know, the first season.
Yeah. And Flight of the Conchords.
I don't remember watching that.
I don't remember watching that at all either.
What? Never.
No.
Like, not once with you guys.
Where were you, John?
That's a great question. Where did I watch Flight of the Conchords if it wasn't with you?
Oh, man.
Now I'm confused and scared. The movie is insanely quotable.
Oh,
it's still hilarious.
Oh, that little guy? You don't worry about that little guy.
Who wants the mustache ride?
I do.
I want fun!
See, that is why I never need to see this movie again. Because I could do that for the whole script. Whole thing.
Hey, Farva, what's that place you like? It's got all the shit on the walls.
Oh, you mean Shenanigans?
Hey. See? Wonderful movie. Fantastic, too overwatched. Movie.
Oh, no.
Awesome. I'm excited for the second one.
Oh, yes. I hope it's not just recycled jokes, but I think they're better than that.
They are.
Especially after taking so long off. Yeah. Exactly.
I genuinely like most stuff they come out. Mm-hmm.
No, they're funny guys. And I've got faith that it'll be new and funny. Now, I think the dynamics will still be there. I think Farva will still be the butt of all the jokes.
Oh, no, there's going to be a new guy.
You think so?
I hope so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope Farva gets to, like, get his comeuppance on some shitty little new guy.
Maybe halfway through the movie, but you know the beginning. I mean, God, when they were doing, like, the Kickstarter trailers and stuff like that, like, Farva was in the trunk of the car, like, banging, trying to get out. Yeah. So I'm just saying, I don't hold a lot of hope that Farva's made it to the big time, you know? Come here, you burger punk!
Can't do much of anything with those thin little bird lips, Rabbit.
See, most of my power is derived from my lips.
Yeah, good movie. It's a great movie. The best movie.
We had to delouse you. This is powdered sugar.
The lice hate the sugar.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Bite the soap.
Yeah.
Bend over and touch your toes.
I'll bite the fucking soap.
God damn it, I'll bite the fucking soap.
So I'm still going to give it a 9, because it's still funny. Yeah. It's still a great movie, but I just don't need to watch it again. And if I want to rewatch it, I can just close my eyes.
Cult classic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cult classic.
You know, don't get me wrong, if I come across someone that hasn't seen it, and they're down to watch a movie, that is the very first thing I'm putting in.
I'm going
to
literally point one up at him and call it a 9.1.
Ooh, just, are we? Are
we're
we
Price is Right. Right? Yeah. We're Price is Right.
And I've got the final bid.
901 and a
9.05. I'm pretty sure it's right in the middle there.
I'm going to pick 9.5. It's a great movie. So quotable. First time you watch it to the last time you watch it.
It's hilarious. It's great. And you just, as you can see, it's
one of those ones if you ever kind of, you're skimming on TV and there's nothing to watch and you find it.
You stop.
Oh, you're watching the rest of it.
And it's on HBO and you're not like watching the
cut version.
Edited version.
Oh, God, it's like 35
TNT.
Minutes long.
Yeah. There's no
jokes in it.
As long
as a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
God, I love that movie.
Great movie, though.
Sorry about that, but once they get that syrup in them, they get all lancy in their pants.
James just said that I MacGyvered John back together with Slim Jim's paper clips and chewing gum. And that's about right. I mean, John's already 50% Slim Jim, so...
That's very true.
I mean, it wasn't that hard to do.
Slim Jims are actually a part of my basic anatomy.
Slim Jims actually aren't that slim.
Really? They're quite, average size,
quite
John.
Fatty, actually.
Oh, they're Fat Jims?
Fat Jims, yeah.
That's supposed to be where I'm going to work out. Fat Jim. John's at the Fat Jim again.
Oh, one lift. It's this one.
It's the milkshake to the mouth lift.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Milkshake. Yeah. Strong like that, though.
Pop, so should we get into the news?
I suppose we could if you want.
All right, well, let's do it because there's actually quite a bit. Oh, before we do, it's bad movie this week. So post a bad movie. I should probably make a Facebook post about that.
Yeah, I'll do
that right now for you guys. And
bad movie is Zombievers, okay?
That's a bad movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Literally, that is the only stipulation. It's got to be bad. Other than that, sky's the limit.
And if you pick a movie and we all think it's good, then you're going to have to make a case for why it's bad.
And then we'll tell you you're wrong. And
probably watch it anyway.
Yeah. On our own.
Well, if it's a good movie, then I won't even be upset. I'll be like, ha-ha.
We got gotcha. You.
Losers thought they got
us. Speaking of bad movies, Sharknado 5 will
Fuck
be a
off.
Thing.
Yeah, it's going to be
a thing.
You know
what shouldn't have been a thing? Sharknado 1.
I don't know, man. I kind of like I would have agreed with you on 1, 2, and 3, but now that they're at 5, I'm just like, keep fucking going. Like, this is great. I live in a world to where there is a Sharknado 5.
Yes. It is. Man, I've never seen a whole one of any of them, but I've seen parts of a lot of them.
I've seen maybe 3 trailers for the whole series. Don't care. I'm just happy they exist.
Fucking shark comes out flying out of the tornado, and very cheesily guy cuts it down with a chainsaw out of the air, so, and you're like, what the fuck?
Sharknado reminds me of Idiocracy. And not because of the similarities in the movies.
I was going to say, it's just that people are dumb enough to absorb
exactly. Like,
I haven't seen Idiocracy, so what? I haven't seen Idiocracy.
Ah, it's the one where we've got
Terry Crews as president. Yeah.
Oh.
Comes out, bouncing his titties, shooting off machine guns.
Camacho, right?
Yeah, Camacho.
President Camacho. Yeah. So, got a crazy president, and Sharknado 5 is the thing. So... we're pretty much there.
Watering the fucking crops with Gatorade.
We're there,
that's
man.
That's what that comes from?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the plants need electrolytes or something? Like,
some everyone has just gone dumb. Like, the whole U.S. just went
all
dumb.
The dumb people bred.
And the smart people didn't.
Yeah. And then it just got worse and worse. And then that's what it... And there's one guy left who's not even exceptionally smart by any means. But he's seen as, like, a guru... like a whiz, you know, like super smart because he has what is common sense. So, yeah, I just, I'm not a fan. I kind of get where Adam's coming from with the just keep going. Kind of like the Dory approach.
Just keep swimming, man. Like, but, obviously there's a fan base. They like those movies. I'm assuming they like them because they're bad.
I feel
bad.
Like if you watch Sharknado, then maybe you should die in a fire.
Well, geez, that's
or
a little fucking
like
harsh.
Bad movies.
I mean, I guess that's possible too, but dang it.
Some people just really like bad movies. John, you should, out of anyone...
shut your mouth.
I mean, honestly. Like, you love some shitty movies.
Like...
Pathfinder.
Man, I knew you were going to say Pathfinder. Name another one.
There's plenty.
First off, Pathfinder is not a shitty movie.
Pathfinder is garbage.
Pathfinder I've never heard of.
Pathfinder is your favorite movie, and it's garbage.
Pathfinder was a cheap knockoff. You watched the wrong one.
John, you just watch a lot of movies, and I feel like most of them you're just like, oh, it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
You need to be harsher on these people, John. It's reasons why you would keep doing shitty movies.
That when I choose a movie, it's because I know what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't set myself up to be disappointed. Like I was with, I wasn't even that disappointed with Tusk because I already knew it was shit. Because people that love Kevin Smith said it was shit. And I was just like, well, this isn't good.
I thought Tusk was touching.
It took me 2 watches, but I came around.
Adam, can you speak up for me?
I thought Tusk was terrible. Actually, I went and saw Tusk.
I saw it with you.
And Josh also. Yeah. With extremely low expectations. I went into it knowing it was going to be terrible, and I was fucking blown away by how bad it was. So
the only scene I enjoyed is Johnny Depp, the story at the very beginning, because that's actually, like, at first, when that story goes on with the old guy, I'm thinking, this might not be that bad. You know? He's telling a hell of a tale. A whale of a tale, if you will.
A walrus of a tale.
And then after that, it was all shit. And then the scene with Johnny Depp at the diner as the French detective.
Or the Canadian detective. Point.
Yeah. I like that part, too. But that was literally the only 2 parts I enjoyed out of the whole movie. The rest of it, I was just like, is it going to fucking end? Please end.
Justin Long... in a
walrus costume?
Walrus man costume? Fighting the other guy in a fucking walrus costume, dude. I don't know. I found that very entertaining.
Yeah,
once you get over the fact that...
Once you get over the fact that it's Kevin Smith making a movie about a guy that turns another guy into a fucking walrus.
And then... fights him to the fucking death.
Yeah.
In a walrus costume.
Really?
Walrus is... fight.
It's ridiculous.
Raises up the touch. Just stabbed him.
I don't understand why nobody put him back together after the fact either. like even attempted to. They just left him as a walrus in an abandoned zoo, and then like once then a year cried. They brought him a fish.
He cries.
No, and gets... it was a terrible movie. That was oh my god, I hurt. Just so that's the, like another shark.
The reason right the way it ended the way it ended is because that was the way that the podcast ended. When they came up with the story for Tusk, is Kevin Smith was like, and then they just fucking leave him there because why not? Credits. That's how they wrote the end of that movie.
And then they just fucking leave him there. Oh, man. You can never return to the world of man after you've become a walrus. All right.
Like,
obviously.
So, next story.
Put in your bad movies.
Yeah.
But not Tusk, because we watched it on the podcast. It doesn't count.
You can put in Tusk. It's okay. Garrett says it's okay.
John won't watch it. I already did once, and that was one too many.
Make John watch Tusk again. It's the homework.
John will refuse homework.
Can't do that.
John watch Tusk.
We've already watched it on the podcast. That's a stipulation. So.
What if every vote is for Tusk? What if everybody puts in Tusk?
I won't put in Tusk. And then yours it'll default count. My pick.
Yeah, yours don't count. Neither do ours. I'm just saying.
We don't count.
So, moving on. John Hurt. Name sound familiar?
Yep.
Man was in a ton of things.
Yeah, he's your actor, man.
Yeah. A lot of you will probably know him as Ollivander from Ollivander's Wands and Harry Potter. Let's pull up his IMDb here. You already got it?
Well, no, but I was just going to say you'll know him from V for Vendetta. He played Creedy.
Yep.
He
was an alien. He's the dad in Hellboy, the old man in Hellboy.
Yep. Dude, he is so good in that role and in Hellboy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Hellboy's a good movie.
Oh, it is.
It's a great movie.
I
those
really
are just fun movies to watch.
Now, Hellboy 2 is not nearly as good as Hellboy.
But it's still really
fun. Still fun. Yeah. No, a lot of people hated it.
It's more action-y. But the storyline is garbage.
I did not hate it.
He was also in Merlin from 2008 to 2012 as the dragon. Like, the dude has been in a ton of stuff.
He's sweet to play a dragon.
Yeah, it would be pretty rad.
Sean Connery played a dragon.
Yes, he did.
That shit was awesome.
As a little kid, I really liked it.
I loved that fucking movie as a little kid.
But anyways, this guy's dead. He died this week of the cancer.
And not even at a super old, like he lived a full life.
That's a full life. Like anything, I don't know, I feel anything after your mid 70s.
I feel like amazing
bonus
actors
should
make it to at least 90 for us.
Who,
dude? You shut your mouth. There's some people that I love that are over the age of 90.
Yeah,
like Stanley. You keep going, sir. I need you to outlive me,
Stanley.
I hope he doesn't outlive me because that means I got a short ass life coming.
Yeah,
but probably. Another one would be Attenborough.
Yeah.
He's getting old, man.
Attenborough's another one that I want to...
And I love that voice. Like, they need to record, like...
Speaking of voices...
What?
Not Lawrence Fishburne. Who's the other black guy?
I don't know.
I do.
Oh, God. Yeah. God, yeah.
Oh, Martin Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
That's
Freeman.
The name. God, I could not remember the name.
God, you couldn't, huh?
God. God!
I just wanted Morgan Freeman's voice to boom over. You called!
You rang?
Yeah. But yeah, 77, the dude died. It's of cancer. I mean, he had a full life. Like, and shit, he got to make pretend for a living. Not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd say success.
He had to be other people for a living.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would enjoy that or not. Probably.
Probably.
I mean, I feel like you don't act until the age of 77 if you don't like it.
Well, of course not.
I know. That's what I'm getting at.
I hope you're not just, like, stuck doing it.
Just fucking hurt this.
But
so
still
annoying.
Getting good performances.
Yeah.
Like, still
just
getting
the
work.
The money is just so good. God, do I hate it.
And my lifestyle's adjusted at this point.
Yeah, no, John Hurt was a good actor, and it sucks. 2017's off to a start, eh?
Hey, man, we're already, like, a month in. I think, like, one or two in a month isn't terrible.
What was the lady we lost earlier?
What?
TV show actress.
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah,
oh.
She's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Famous.
Well, you know, it's about time.
Old life,
yeah.
Long life, you know?
Like the boom of celebrities during that time period was huge.
Our parents' stars.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's
Clint Eastwood's going to go soon. Look at the guy. He's looking
Well, and that's why we're connected to all of these old actors is because through our parents showing and us reruns. Their favorite movies and reruns.
I was
going to
say reruns
exactly.
Growing up, man. There's a lot of stuff I would have never saw unless they re-put it on the air.
Mm-hmm. Syndication.
Know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why we recognize all these names. But, I mean, you know.
Hogan's Heroes.
Give it 20 years, and then the people that are stars while we were, you know, growing up and being adults, like, they're going to be
George
older.
George Clooney.
Start dying as well.
He's got time. He's
Mel
got
Gibson.
Time. Oh, fuck, no.
Yeah, like those. God. Mel Gibson looked old in Get the Gringo.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting old, but he's got time left, too. Sylvester Stallone.
Nick Cage.
Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold. Fucking Arnold's looking rickety. Like, he's still looking
Arnold's
buff.
Arnold's calling out the president on fucking Facebook.
I know, I love Arnold. He's like, how about we switch jobs?
Arnold's a boss, man.
I love Arnold.
I would rather have Arnold as a president than
Did you see his message to Trump?
Oh, by the way, you guys, last episode, we decided that we will no longer call him President Trump or Mr. Trump because he doesn't deserve that. His names are either T. Diddy, Trump Daddy, or Donnie T.
Was Tyler here?
Yes.
Okay.
But most of those were me. Tyler came up with Donnie T, but I came up with T.
Can
Diddy
I call
and
him
Trump.
Drumpf?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We just will. We
can I just
us
call
bad
him
flicks refuse to give him the proper title.
Can I just call him piece of shit? And you all know that I'm talking about. I'll just say POS to keep it short.
No.
Point of sales?
Call him T. Diddy. Let's give him a sweet DJ name so he sounds even more ridiculous.
And Trump Daddy is definitely out. Fuck that guy. He's not getting that kind of.
DJ T. Diddy. DJ Donnie T.
Not to mention
Titty Boy.
Titty Boy.
Call him Orange Julius.
I like that one.
Because Julius Caesar, and he's kind of a. Well, he's still
Orange
a dick.
Julius
he's not quite
Caesar.
A dictator.
Josh in the YouTube live chat wants to point out that John is literally twiddling his thumbs back there.
What are you fucking bored?
No, I have nothing in my hand.
There's nothing to stare at.
John needs something to fiddle with. Give him your fidgety thing.
How about your phone?
How about your
pull
wiener?
Pull out your phone and look at.
Pull out your wiener.
Look
and
at a.
Look at it.
Yeah, just punch.
What?
I was just changing whatever Garrett told you to do it to your wiener.
And it's funny.
So, next story. Back there. Speaking of Nick Cage and wieners, he decided Nick Cage. There's a film festival apparently where Nick Cage's movies are played. It's all just the Nick Cage Fest.
Where's this at?
I have no idea.
Nick Cage Phil.
Okay, I'm gonna pull this open.
But Nick Cage decided to crash it, and he sat in the back and watched four of his own movies, stroking his own ego the entire time, and then
it's called Caged, by the way.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. And then he did a 45-minute Q&A. And then told the story for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's at the Alamo Draft House in Austin.
There you go.
And the organizers have invited Cage along every year since its inception 4 years ago. And it takes place every January during Cage's birthday month.
Mm-hmm. And they sang him happy birthday, too.
In a surprise twist, the face-off actor crashed the event, sitting through a selection of his own films, Bangkok Dangerous,
fucking
Joe,
love that movie.
Bring Out the Dead, Army of One, and Lord of War, chosen by him, and then proceeded to do a 47-minute question and answer session.
Yep.
Huh. And
dude,
to top it
Cage
all off, he gave
Frank.
It a 10. He gave a 10-minute reading of Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Telltale Heart, becoming increasingly dramatic throughout.
I love
that
Nick
would be
Cage,
fun,
dude.
It would be fun.
That would be fun.
Nick Cage is fucking awesome, man. And Bangkok Dangerous is an awesome movie.
He makes acting choices that are bold, and I love him for it.
I was going to say, you know what, though? Like, he acts, I think, for him.
Which
know,
is
I think
fine
he
by
just,
me.
Whatever comes across his table that piques his interest, I think he just goes for it. He doesn't give a shit, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Like,
he's so well-connected, it don't matter no more.
Yeah.
There's a lot of actors fine. That you'll, like, read about later, and then they're just like, you know, I used to do movies that I knew were going to sell and that were going to help me. And now I just do movies that I want to do, you know. And they're like, and some people don't like my decision, and I don't really give a shit.
And sometimes you got to do the studio
you know
movie
I'm
to pay the bills,
rich,
though. So.
And now I can make a shitty action movie, and I don't care.
Or they do
what
the art piece.
Well, first he was saying, John forgot his laptop, didn't he? That's what I was laughing at.
Oh, yeah, that's caught why we're
us.
All looking at screens. Yes.
We're all staring directly at the camera, making eye contact.
I've been trying to blink as little as possible this entire time, and it's starting to hurt.
He also says Bangkok Dangerous is garbage. Nick Cage sucks.
He never watched it.
John loves
shitty
movies.
I'm calling you out, Josh. How does it end?
poser.
With banging cocks, obviously.
Tell me how it ends, Josh. It's very easy. If you've seen the movie, you'll know. But I bet you haven't seen it.
So moving on.
He's just hating the hate. He's just
Sundance
hating the hate.
Just happened. Big, huge film festival. A lot of indie films try and sell their stuff off to studios while they're there.
Studios such as?
Netflix and Amazon, actually.
Buying it up.
They bought more properties from Sundance than anybody else, any other studio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how much that they spent, but it was a lot. There's a lot. Oh, let me see if I can find this real quick. But yeah, they just went in and started swooping up properties.
Well, so like,
we'll take this.
I was
we'll
listening about Sundance the other day on the radio, and they were talking about how there were quite a few documentaries, for instance, that were there that were extremely good.
Nice.
I believe that.
Hopefully, they pick up some documents, some new docs.
So Josh says fire, explosions, and garbage.
No, but nice try, Josh. Nick Cage puts his head to the bad guy's head, and then he shoots himself in the head, through the head, into the bad guy's head. And he kills him and the bad guy at the same time. It's a fucking good movie. So fuck you, Josh. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the only prices that I'm seeing that anybody paid for anything other than them saying Netflix bought a lot was Amazon dropped $12 million just for the new Judd Apatow-produced film. Which is a lot for an indie film. Like, a lot.
Is Josh the new mic for this show?
Indie, if it's Judd Apatow.
The new mic.
Yeah. He's probably drinking Bud Light out right now.
I think it has to do with production value.
Okay.
But now nothing's going on at once.
There was too many conversations going on and then there was none.
Well, I wanted to hear what you guys were saying.
I felt left out.
Yeah, so did I, so I showed up.
I was just calling Josh the new mic and then I said he's probably at home drinking Bud Light getting into character.
That's rude.
That is pretty rough. Pretty rough. Oh, no, the chat froze.
Chat froze.
So, moving on from that. But yeah, I think Sundance has to do with production value.
Oh, it's who produced it?
Oh, no.
Independently produced?
And either independently produced or that's only, like, to be considered an indie film, it can only be made for X amount of money or less.
Huh.
I could be completely fucking off there. And maybe Sundance isn't even technically an indie film festival anymore. It's just a non-studio film festival.
Yeah.
So if it's a personal project, then it can go to Sundance. In fact, that's probably what it is. Now that
I have no idea.
Speaking out loud about it and thinking about it. I'm just like, wait, this makes way more sense if it's this way.
So I feel really bad for Australia on this one.
Yeah, it's a good thing you don't live in Australia, John, because he'd be pretty fucking upset about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well,
kangaroos are all dead?
Yeah. No, John Wick 2 has no release date in Australia, and it comes out in like a week or two, I think just over a week. And the agency that handles all incoming movies, that imports movies for Australia, has gotten no updates from the studios that making John Wick 2.
Nope.
Nothing. They've gotten literally
Australia
no feedback.
Australia was the third biggest market for John Wick 1 as well. So they're like, what the hell?
Yeah,
what the fuck is going on? And I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah, I think someone dropped the ball here is really what I think happened, because it seems odd that you would take Australia off of the board for possible market when you're thinking for a global marketplace. Especially, like you said, if it was the third highest, or that was its third highest received place that it was at.
Yeah,
should be there. Should absolutely be there. Should be opening same week as us.
God, I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be fucking satisfying.
Really good.
Just gonna feel fucking justified by the end of that movie. Just yes,
yeah. So in the next
something that's not justified at all.
Fuck.
At all.
Just messed up stuff. Donald Trump's Muslim ban is going to block an Oscar-nominated director from attending the ceremony.
Fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
Like, could you be a worse person?
Yeah, I mean that's really what the story is because of this new legislator, not legislation that he's passed, executive order that he's put into place with this ban. What is the guy's name? I know I'm going to butcher it.
The director?
Yeah.
Asghar Farhadi.
There you go. Who has an Oscar-nominated film, won't be able to attend the Oscars because of this. So
he's been nominated for Best Foreign Language Film.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he does win, and I almost guarantee that the Academy will give it to him now because of this, I'm sure they'll do some sort of satellite feed and he'll have some things to say about T. Diddy and the current administration. as well as I'm sure many other people that give speeches throughout the Oscars will have to say. So get ready for a very political award show, I'd imagine, especially with this happening.
They've all been pretty political so far.
Yeah. And
I mean, we also had Trash Winona Ryder, which was great. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've seen the GIFs of her, like, looking at pizza as it hopped around her face. But
yeah, she's just trashed.
That's up on amazing. Stage.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up.
Fucked up.
That's wonderful. I love super drunk people. Dude, so I'm not drinking really at the moment right now, but I still shoot a lot of pool. So I've been going to the bar and watching drunk people. And I was at one of the local places that there's usually an empty table at. Watched a guy so drunk that he couldn't find his way outside to smoke a cigarette.
It's rough, man.
Through the front door that he obviously had to come through to get into the bar. And he walked over to where the pool table was at, which was off to the side. And he's just like, man, I'm trying to get outside and smoke. Where the fuck is the exit? I'm just like, bro, it is literally right there.
Thanks, straight man. Line.
What? No, not at all. What? I mean, I don't know where the fucking exit is. And just like stormed off all mad that he was trapped inside the bar. It was so ridiculous.
Oh my God. That's fucking great.
Yeah. You notice little things like that. Well, I mean, he came up to me, but I notice little shit like that all the time at the bar now.
Oh, yeah. Now that you're not drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get out of here. What are you looking at me? He's just talking about that.
I was going to let you know that it's just right there, John.
Yeah.
Literally right there, bro. Whatever.
You don't have to yell, John.
But yeah, Trump's a piece of shit. Fucking Donnie T.
Donnie T?
Yeah.
Okay.
For Donald.
All right, man. Sounds like you guys are real close, dude.
All these nicknames. DJ Donnie T, man. I'm giving him DJ names.
All right.
Or wrestling names.
Oh.
Because
Booker T.
He's a wrestler. He has gotten the Stone Cold Stunner.
That is very true.
You know, I'm just saying our president's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
And his wife is naked somewhere.
Yeah, well, hers is a GQ photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty risque, thongs, hand bras and stuff.
I thought there's like topless photos of her.
Oh, those as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you can see his daughter straight up birthday suit.
Oh.
So he...
This guy don't believe it.
No, I'm trying to... Do something for him.
Show me boobs? Is that what you're trying to do?
No.
He's working behind the scenes right now.
Oh, okay.
I thought he would have had it found by now, but...
What's he trying to find?
It doesn't matter. We're moving on.
His Google Foo is terrible.
So, we talked over the last couple of episodes. Actually, last week was the only week that we didn't talk about the Batman movie.
The Batflack.
Yeah, well, Batflack first said he wasn't going to direct it if it wasn't up to snuff. And then he came back and he said he wasn't going to do it no matter what. Now, he's not fucking directing it. He's going to produce it, he's going to star in it, but he's not going to direct it. His reasoning behind it is he says that he just can't focus, he can't put enough of his attention into all of the roles he's trying to fill and still be confident that a good movie will come out. Maybe it's backpedaling, maybe he's just being honest about it, and you know, really being, yes, I can't handle all of this.
Real quick, before we get too far away, Mike says you guys can't do this show without your phones, can you?
Well, we don't have the news, Mike. We need the phone.
I was doing it without my phone until I was requested to be behind the scenes, as it were, sir.
Requested.
All right. I've got two screens here. They're both show related. I'm trying
Except
to...
Except for the porn that you got going on the tablet there, Adam.
Man, why are you going to oust?
That's the not fuck, cool, dude.
Hey.
You were enjoying it, too.
Yeah.
Still
I had subtitles on for you.
Fuck.
Shit.
Watching the good stuff.
Yeah, that storyline and everything picked out, man.
Fuck.
Is this Pirates?
No, it's the Avengers versus the X-Men.
Oh, that's gonna get weird.
It's an actual porn.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm intrigued.
That's what they want you to be.
Exactly. Damn them. They got me.
A lot of body paint.
Can we throw that in for bad movie?
No, we can't.
No, yeah, you can't do pornography for this. Now that
Soft
I think about it,
acceptable.
No.
We all have to sit around in the same room and watch
that's
this.
Why I'm not...
I know, like, dude.
No, dude.
I've got the
I'm
weirdest boner right now, guys.
We all have a pillow over our lap. Like, no, man.
We can just put a body pillow all over our laps.
What no, definitely not. I don't want to feel you move your chunk of a pillow.
What Adam's That's saying weird. Is the dude does not abide.
That's weird. Fucking Vanessa or Lenny walks in, she's like, whoa, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Bye.
Especially with one body pillow over all of us, dude.
I do have a nice body pillow, so that's why we can't use it, because it's still in good condition.
Can we cut a couple of holes in it?
No.
Oh.
No.
How about a few?
Okay.
We will need more than two, you're right.
You made your case. So what's our next news story, boys?
More about the Batman. So, yeah, not only is Ben Affleck not directing the Batman and they're looking for a director, it's getting a rewrite. Script is getting a rewrite.
Woot,
woot.
So, now, Warner Brothers has hired someone to come in and work on the script. Not sure if it's a rewrite or if it's just somebody coming in to final touch. And it's also the same person that came in and worked with Ben Affleck on Argo. And won an Oscar on Argo for the writing that he came in to do on it.
Nice.
So
he's got some cred.
He's got some cred, and hopefully this is Ben Affleck going, I can't do this on my own like I want to.
Let's do it together, buddy.
Let's do it, hopefully he's picking and choosing his creative team behind it. Yeah. Because that seems to be what's happening. Hopefully he's able to snag someone to direct it as well that kind of has the same vision that he does for the Batman. Fingers crossed. Especially because...
No, it'll be good. And I think it's honestly probably not a bad thing at all to have somebody come in and look at a script and help you tune
especially
it.
Especially when you're trying to fill so many damn roles.
Especially after Batman vs. Superman. You know? You got a lot of ground to make up, my friend.
Yeah.
So,
but he was the best part about Batman vs. Superman.
Well, yeah, he was. Absolutely.
You know?
I don't think anybody would deny that. But all I'm saying is that... This movie needs to be really good or they're going to really kill their new branch off of the Batman franchise.
Because
there's only so many movies you can put out that the fans hate. Now, granted, I say that, and yet X-Men keeps coming, and then eventually now we've got Logan.
Dude, people really...
And it finally looks like something good has happened, you know? And at the same time, I can't shake this uncanny feeling... Then I'm going to watch the movie.
That was good. What that was good.
Fuck?
And uncanny. I'm going to fucking hate it.
Oh, wow. That's slick. I didn't think you knew what you were doing there with that one.
Bravo.
I meant to pet Adam as well.
I thought you said uncanny completely on accident. I wasn't, get the fuck off of me, motherfucker.
What's your profanity?
No.
No, so I'm just a grain of salt, and I'm just hopeful. I think it's a good thing that they've got somebody coming in to look over the script, and I think... You know,
I think it's a good thing that it's somebody that works well with Affleck.
Exactly.
Like, that's what
that's
I think is a good thing.
That's important, too, chemistry, because basically you need somebody that he's going to respect their opinion.
Well, especially because Affleck is
still... Because if
somebody
comes in he doesn't know, and they're not proven, and then they're going to start telling him what he needs to do to the script he's been working on, and even any person would want to push back against it.
Well, and Affleck is still producer, so he still has full control over everything, so he still gets to say yay or nay, so...
Because he's putting up the money.
Exactly. So I'm glad that he's bringing in somebody they can work with and not someone he's going to continually tell no to, because that's not how you get good work done.
No.
By telling someone no over and over again.
And like I said, it's just not a good play, and I don't think anybody... I think the people in the studio, and I think Ben Affleck and them... are all seasoned enough that they're going to know that doing that is just foolishness.
Yeah. Well, and especially with how big of a fan Batfleck is of Batman, and with him being so passionate about this project, that's what's giving me the most hope for this movie right now, is the fact that it's in his hands.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
you got to trust him with it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
unless
I will...
he's Michael Bay.
Don't you dare.
There'd be explosions, and then every time the Batmobile hits the gas pedal, it'd be explosion out the back.
Man, I really want, a hard noir Batman.
Dude, that would be dope.
Straight detective as fuck. One case, you know, him trying to figure out evidence.
You want, Sherlock Batman?
Yeah, I fucking do. I don't want God Bat. You know, I want...
I don't like armored Batman.
I'm okay with some, you know?
I think in situations, but I don't think his every, time he goes out suit should look like he's a fucking knight.
Fair enough.
I think he should look more like a ninja.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that's a much,
I don't think we should call into question Batman's ninja-ness.
Like... No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying he needs to look like...
Well, that's why I really liked Christian Bale's batsuit, because it was a lot sleeker, very dark.
I liked that.
And it had armor, but it was, like, small platings over, like, certain parts of the body, you know?
Still, like your junk.
Yeah, well, and, like, even here, but it was all, like, small strips, and so it's, like... You know, to help with blunt impacts.
I like
and
how they made modifications to a suit that would apply in real world, like the ability to turn your head.
Yeah, but it gave him that weird
rubber head condom.
Like, gave him a weird cowl.
George Clooney's worst Batman.
Yeah, I just love you. Watch those old Batman.
Great Bruce Wayne,
Costner. Wasn't Costner Batman?
Kevin Costner?
No, not Kevin Costner.
I was like, no, who's
the other guy who played Batman?
So we've got Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, that's who I was thinking of.
We've got...
I hated him as Batman.
George Clooney. We've got...
George Clooney makes a good Bruce Wayne, but not a good Batman.
George Clooney doesn't even make a good Bruce Wayne.
I disagree.
George Clooney plays a very happy millionaire, and that is not what Bruce Wayne is.
Bruce Wayne pretends all the time in front of public.
But there's nothing brooding about George Clooney.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of his problems. Like, he doesn't have... He uses his regular voice.
Who doesn't even have like a good Batman.
You know, like Val intimidating
Kilmer.
Voice.
Val Kilmer, thank you. That's the one I'm looking for.
Was he Robin?
No, he was Batman.
Oh, God.
Really?
Before Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was Batman Forever, I think.
I believe you're right on that one.
Wasn't that the one with Freeze?
No, that's Batman and Robin.
That's the Clooney one.
That's the Clooney one.
I see.
Ice to see you.
Yeah, it was Batman Forever.
Yeah. Oh, man. Which one was Poison Ivy in?
Same one.
Oh, yep. Same one.
That's same one with Bane,
God, man, that's terrible. Like, those...
Val Kilmer got
I liked
the
him
Riddler
as a kid, I'm not gonna lie. I was little, and I liked him.
Yeah.
But,
Who did Keaton get?
Penguin? He got Penguin and Catwoman in the second one, and then Jack Nicholson's Joker in the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's Keaton's Batman, Joker, yeah. Or, well, Tim Burton's Batman, whatever you want to call it. But, that 89?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Nicholson made a good
Joker. He made his Joker, you know? Just like how Heath Ledger made his Joker. Like, you can't... And Mark Hamill has his Joker. Like, they kind of made
and,
it...
And,
No one cares about that one.
Yeah, no, but he played the Joker.
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he made his own Joker. Like, that's one thing is...
I wish he hadn't, but he
everybody
did.
That seems to play the Joker, like, they make their own choice in how to play it, and then that becomes definitively their Joker. And then if you're going to play the Joker, you have to do something different. Otherwise, you're literally just copying that person.
Yep. And Jared Leto's Joker was...
The worst.
The worst.
Not good, man.
Once he played like a meth addict, it was weird.
Yeah,
he's not a great actor.
No, he's not.
Like he just isn't.
He's
you
just
know?
Fucking weird.
He's yeah. I don't know. I've never been.
There was just nothing jokery about him that made me think like that's you know because like even with all those different Jokers like they were the Joker. You felt like they were the Joker.
Yeah,
that
guy.
Jared Leto was just like you said. He looked a little methy.
He's
a little out of control.
All his teeth were gold because he
didn't
was smoking
meth. Didn't
seem
like he had the same... Because, the thing about the Joker is he always seems crazy, but he's also always got, a plan that's going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, a stupid plan. Like, it's
he
very well
did, but they never explain it. It's just kind of like, oh, the Joker's doing this thing now because he's the Joker. I did like his henchmen, though. I love the fact that he had henchmen in this, and they all wore, mascot outfits and, crazy
that's
masks
awesome.
And stuff. Yeah. So, one of them was a big panda. One of them was just a thug with a bat cowl on. One of them was, it was fucking great. And,
that's
that
what
is...
the Joker's henchman would look like.
Exactly. But this dude was
ragtag as shit.
Not the Joker.
And he was all weepy.
Yeah.
You know, him laying on the floor and all the knives around him and shit.
It's the box way over there in the corner. Sorry, there's no way I can quietly tell you that.
Mike on our YouTube chat says, Josh is right, you guys are posers.
I'm just going to ignore him.
Mike, are you hanging out with Josh drinking Bud Light? Is that what you two up to tonight? Yeah? I knew
sitting
it.
Sitting around drinking Bud Light and hate.
Right? Hell, life is good today. Another watery beer, please. Mmm.
Don't mind if I do watery beer.
I enjoy things that lack flavor.
And substance.
Mmm.
Hey, Mike,
water's a flavor.
I heard that Hooters is getting a rebranding.
Oh, God.
Are they?
It's going to be called Hoots. Yeah, that's I don't know. I heard it on the radio. Oh. So, yeah, They're going to start having mail servers also.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Are they
going
to have to pad their package?
Parts. Yeah.
Are they going to have to pad their package like the girls pad their bras?
It's a thing.
Probably.
Yeah, they probably will.
You need to be bulgier, Garrett. Come on, stuff it.
No, I'll show you bulgy.
It won't be in the handbook, but when they do uniform inspection every morning,
they'll
be handed socks, you know? Yeah. I wonder if it's just going to be like booty shorts and suspenders is all they wear.
Suspenders that just cover their nipples.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe nice. A pasty if you got big old areolas.
Yeah, maybe. Got these weird puffy ones.
No, they got the extra wide suspenders for you.
Oh, the salami. With some flare patches.
Yeah. Now giant buttons. attached to your suspenders.
That shit is so funny. Two smiley faces.
Mike is upset. He probably fears change.
Their food is so not Hooters. Fucking bad.
The last bastion of American.
I would rather eat at Red Rob.
Me too. Oh, hands down. Hands down. I don't know if you could name a restaurant that I would rather eat at Hooters at over.
Sizzler. I wouldn't rather eat
what?
Sizzler.
What? Sizzler's got that all-you-can-eat buffet, bro.
I don't fuck with Sizzler,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude, Sizzler's
what about Golden Corral? Not fucking with that.
I don't even know what the fuck Golden Corral
is. It's like Old Country Buffet, but shittier.
Oh.
If that's possible.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I used to eat there all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, when
Golden
I was a kid.
Corral?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Old Country Buffet, but in another part of the country.
Yeah. Oh, it was in Texas where I ate it, so.
Yeah, I had it in Eastern Washington. And it was
it's part of the country.
It was okay. I mean,
I would rather eat a Buffalo Wild Wings than Hooters.
Do we have anything for bad movies?
Yeah, we got a couple. Don't worry about it. We still got TV news to get through.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, don't worry. There's only like three stories. It's fast. That's why I didn't have a problem spending so much time on movies this week. So,
what is going on in the land of TV?
Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant. Now, if you don't know who Timothy Oliphant is, he's the guy from...
Cocksucker.
Yeah, he's the guy from Justified and Deadwood.
I love him.
So good. Well, they've got a new Netflix series coming out. It starts in a week called Santa Clarita Diet. And it's a take on zombies to where his wife, still fully functioning, now has to eat human flesh.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out ways that she can eat human flesh without killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
she's loving it.
Wacky, yeah. And they're wacky adventures trying to get bodies.
It actually sounds pretty good.
It sounds really good. One, because Timothy Oliphant is I think he's a fun actor.
I think,
he is
he's
too. Got the right amount of smartassness to deliver lines in that show that are going to make you laugh for sure. And Drew Barrymore is just straight up fucking crazy. She's crazy. So I think she'll make a perfect zombie. Plus, I haven't seen her in forever. So welcome back, Drew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it'll be good, though. We did talk about it a long time ago, right when it was announced, but that was ages ago, and it should be coming out soon now at this point, right?
Yeah, it's like a week, I believe.
Yeah, so we're finally getting there. But, so I'm stoked on it. I think it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it does look like a fun one, that's for sure.
I love Timothy Oliphant, man. After Justified, I was just like, wow, this guy's hilarious. Like, he fucking punches this dude in the face and knocks him to the floor, and then racks his gun, catches the bullet, throws it down on the guy's chest as he's walking out, and he's like, the next one's coming faster. And I was just like, but the way he does it is so fucking smooth, and then, like, three episodes later, Timothy Oliphant's getting interviewed by the FBI, and one of them's like, did you really take a bullet out of your gun and just, like, throw it at a guy and then tell him the next one's coming quicker? And Timothy Oliphant's like, yeah, and the other guy's
dude,
like, that's so badass.
So
and I'm just like, dude,
so
it is.
Good.
It's just such a smooth line. Like, I never heard that joke before. And he just, like, tosses a bullet on the guy. And I was just like, you, sir, I like this.
This next one is one that sits dear to my heart. It's RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan has directed an episode of Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And I am so down with that.
Magical Kung Fu.
That is
RZA's
fucking wheelhouse,
yeah.
Dude.
I don't know if I know you've seen it. I don't know if anybody else has seen Man with the Iron Fist.
Yes, sir.
But that shit is amazing. I haven't seen the second one, but I need to.
Oh, they did make a second
one. It doesn't have nearly as many stars as the first one in it, obviously, but it's still fucking RZA doing Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Man with the Iron Fist. Different here. But yeah, he directed an episode of Iron Fist. I'm already pumped for Magical Kung Fu, and now that RZA did an episode, fuck yes.
And they've proved that, like, the Marvel crossover with hip-hop works really well.
Yes.
Those, like, the fans are pretty receptive, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially with Luke Cage.
Luke Cage, yeah.
Luke Cage works so well. Yeah, so, so good. By the way, get your bad movies in. We are
another member of
the
Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man, made an appearance in one of the show's episodes, trading hoodies with the hero.
Oh, yeah.
In Luke Cage.
You know, then he also did he wrote a song about Luke Cage for the show as well called Bulletproof Love.
Yep, and they did the rap on the...
Sway in the Morning.
Yeah, Sway in the Morning.
Yeah.
And then he does the rap, and then it shows him rapping in the studio, and then cuts out to him rapping while Luke Cage is walking down the street. And then I think it's a bunch of people wearing bullet hole hoodies while he's rapping. And
the cops are,
all trying to stop him, and they're all like...
I'll show you the video after. I'll show you this. It's like 2.5 minutes. I'll catch you after the show.
Mike replied back to our Hooters conversation. He says, not at my Hooters. I won't allow it.
Mike, like, eat better food.
There's a problem when you say my Hooters.
Yeah, yeah, that's
unless you're point. Talking about your tits, in which case it's acceptable.
Or
because
your franchise
those are your
of Hooters that you bought.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Or you own a franchise, exactly. But it's not your Hooters. The girls there probably think you're creepy. Like, he keeps coming back.
Lattery tips really well, so they're pretty pumped about seeing him.
Honestly, I'd be pumped about any regular customer, personally. I would just be like, I can rely on you.
Yeah.
Give me the tips.
just the tips. That's all I want from you.
Not just the tips, Adam.
Whoa.
They're serving chicken there, buddy. Not what you're thinking.
Beef tips. Beef tips.
Beef tips.
No, bunny tips, you fools.
Bunny? Oh, like bunny. At Bubba's Garrett, when Frank bought the beef tips, and then he kept calling it shoe leather or something like that. He's like, anybody want any shoe leather?
Yes.
I thought the beef tips were pretty good in there.
They were bad. They were soy saucy.
Well, it's because it was in a bowl of soy sauce. You don't say.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
That's what you get for ordering beef tips at a bar.
Right? Like, you just... The best beef
in Edgewood.
Called Bubba's.
I wish it wasn't.
I love the fact that it's called Bubba's.
Adam, Buds.
Buds.
Oh.
Yeah, Buds.
Why would you get... Well, you guys were buying weird food at the bar.
What? We also
I didn't buy shit.
Frank bought it. It was for Edward's...
I was thinking of Bubba's, the place we go for your birthday. When they said... Isn't that the place with Bubba's? Yeah. Okay. That's why I was getting confused. Anyways, we got one final story for the week.
All right.
And I don't know if you guys are fans of It's Always Sunny. I've only seen a couple episodes.
I like it.
Seems all right. A lot of people really fucking love that show.
I'm not one of them, but I do love the YouTube clips that come from that show.
You should watch it. They're good shows.
Yeah.
I've watched some of it, but there's just certain things. Like today, I just rewatched a clip while I was on lunch where he discusses religion versus evolution. And then he's like, Isaac Newton, hey, bitch. Like, slaps this thing on there. And he totally busts him beyond reasonable. And they're like, everybody's like, it's beyond reasonable doubt. Like, he casts a shadow of a doubt. He's like, I gotta go on the fence. And then he's like, you don't believe in evolution anymore? And they're like,
he casts a reasonable doubt.
Do you know what? He made you look like one of those science bitches.
I really want to watch all of them, but there's just so fucking much. In fact, it's on its 14th season right now.
11th, I think.
Oh, 11th? Maybe it's signed through 14.
You've got a lot of life left, my friend. You could do it.
I could. But once it finishes its contract out, which is at the end of its 14th season, so apparently it's still got a couple years left to go then. John, that's fucking weird. Don't touch me. It will be tied for the longest running live action sitcom ever.
What, Seinfeld?
No.
Friends?
I will pull it up for you real quick. It's not either of those, actually. It's some old show when there was, like, three channels.
Honeymooners or some shit?
Right, Love Boat. Like, I don't know. Like, do you know what else is coming for that record by then? Supernatural, man. They're cruising through seasons in that fucking show.
I thought they canceled.
Did they? Last I heard, they were still going, man. Let me look.
I have no idea.
Article I posted is actually to... the wiki for Always Sunny, and not the article saying of how long it's been or what it's tied with or will tie with. Poor reporting on my part. I'm sorry. I'm not going to fucking look it up.
But Sunny is still going strong. This new season's
just as good.
Just as good.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the article was when it finished its contract. So that means you got at least 3 years left of it as well.
Season 12 is coming up next for Supernatural, and it is not canceled. So rumors of the cancellation of the show are untrue.
And it's easy to blow through the Always Sunnies. They're 20 minutes long. Yeah. Like, you can watch a whole season in a day. That's true. You know.
I don't know if I could sit through a whole season in a day.
It goes by pretty quick.
That's fair enough. And it's funny.
It is funny. Yeah. The shotgun. That still makes me laugh.
Put it in your mouth!
One of the ones that I saw, and
that's actually the only one I've seen.
Yeah. It's actually the only one I've seen more than once, is where they get an Asian girl to do a wet t-shirt contest for their pub crawl. And then they find out that she's underage afterwards.
Oh my god, yeah.
And that was pretty goddamn funny.
The show is just damned funny.
Oh, I believe it.
You gotta watch it.
Yep. Sorry, I'm looking to see if we have any more final movies.
You should give it a little bit of time. It looks like our YouTube chat's pretty far behind, so.
Okay. So then it's time to vamp, you guys.
Vamp.
You're the kind of a me.
That movie that we watched last night was actually really good.
The Arrival.
Have you seen it?
I have not. I heard it's amazing.
It was really good. I genuinely enjoyed it. John fell asleep.
No. Oh, and Mike wants to say Sunny.
In the last, like, 6 minutes, man.
Mike wants to say that Sunny is the best show ever made.
Well, I can't take Mike's word on anything, so.
Right.
I'm going to Sorry, guess, Mike.
Except for beer and good chicken places, right, Mike?
Dude, Hooters, just stop. Man, just stop.
Yeah. The only place he found that serves Bud Light on the tap.
That's not even true, though.
I know. So popular.
I knew shithole bars that have better wings than Hooters. Mm. And I wouldn't even drink at these places.
Then why were you there?
Drinking.
And I wouldn't even drink at these places, but I was there.
Well, again, I have to find out if I drink there or not.
How many movie picks did we get? You got all the other ones in the other chat and everything?
I only have three so far.
What do we have?
I have one from James, one from Rachel, and one from guest
Guillermo del Toro.
Where did it go?
Is his name Guillermo? Because that's a sweet ass name.
So I see a Scary Movie 2, and that's I see a Sharknado.
Yep.
Wait, okay. Who put in Sharknado?
No, Scary Movie 2, and then you said, no, wait, Sharknado. Isn't that the same person?
But the person right before it said Sharknado, 764. Oh,
I thought it was the same person.
No.
Oh, okay, then I do need to add Scary Movie 2.
And then there's Manos Hands of Fate.
I don't have that.
Oh, God. Manos is that the just Spanish word up. For hands.
Hands.
Hands, Hands of Fate.
Hands.
And I'm still waiting Manos, for Mike hands to
give that is
to
a terrible name. Hands of Fate.
Now I don't remember
That's
which
right.
I have.
I know Spanish.
Oh, yeah. James, I believe, the title of it was Coons, Night of the Bandits of the Night.
What? Coons, Night of the Bandits of the Night. What is with the double words in a single title? Hands, Night of the Night.
No, it's what is Night the... of... The Bandits of the Night. The Bandits Bandits of the Night is their title, and it's the night of them.
And they're night.
And they're Bandits of the Night.
Do they go night-night?
Night-night.
And I also have... Night-night. You shouldn't have crumpled these. Really? Sharknado.
Yep.
You don't say. Somebody threw in Sharknado after
him. Yeah, all that Sharknado talk?
Threw in Sharknado.
Someone who like, needs...
I don't
Josh.
Remember. And...
Sharknado
Kung
2.
Fury, which was Rachel's choice.
Is that a bad movie?
Oh, Kung Fury is not That's a bad like movie. That's awesome.
Fucking movie right? ever.
I haven't seen it, but shit, I'm sorry, Rachel. Oh,
that movie's awesome, man.
Kung Fury is that the one with Uniboob?
With what?
No, that was Kung Pound.
No, that's the one where like they hack time and they go back with fucking Thor.
He goes back and fights Hitler. Lightning and bit by a viper.
Sorry, Rachel, that movie's good. It's not going in.
It's going in.
It's going in.
All right, fine. It's going in.
We don't get to veto them. We just get to tell them that they're stupid and they're wrong.
So I have four right now. I can agree with that.
And I said that with love, honestly.
Mike picks The Last Airbender.
Oh, that is a bad movie. And I fucking love the animated series.
Oh, I did too. No, fuck that movie. It's a terrible movie.
They could have made that movie so fucking tight with like the way stuff is nowadays. They could have made that movie fucking amazing.
Dude,
they made it a piece of shit.
Even the teaser with him in the fucking tower blowing out the candles with his staff.
Oh, yeah, and spinning the doors and shit.
Looked fucking dope. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And that is the only
Why did they change his name? Why did they name him Ong instead of Aang?
They pronounce a few things differently, like, too, what I think.
The, why? They pronounce the brother's name differently, too, don't they? Like,
they just totally screwed up Sokka.
Is that, that,
yeah. He's not even, that's not Sokka.
See, I saw the movie, what, like, a year or 2 years before I started watching Last Airbender, so I had almost put it completely out of my mind.
I've actually never seen most of Last
the
Airbender.
The animated one.
So, if that does come up, I feel like I'm better positioned than all of you.
Probably. It's still bad as hell.
You are, because I've seen all of it, and then I've seen the continuation story the came out.
Korra.
Yeah.
Korra's actually pretty decent.
Legend of Korra.
Korra Chronicles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have five now. Is that right? Should I have five?
Do you have a movie pick?
I have Coons, Night of the Bandits of the Night.
Coons?
Night of the Bandits Coons. Of the Night. Coons, Night of the Bandit of the Night.
Wow. Are you sure that doesn't say loons?
No, I wrote it. It says Coons. Okay. Manos, Hands of Fate. Manos.
Hands of Fate.
Kung Fury. Sharknado. Last Airbender. Am I missing one? Scary Movie 2.
Yeah,
we'll throw a Scary Movie 2 in also.
Actually don't think that's a bad movie either.
Grandma Stroganoff.
I think that movie is genuinely pretty funny.
You talk like a bitch.
No, don't worry. I can do it myself.
Right? Do I have something on my face?
Right, so do you guys want to spin for genre first?
Yeah, let's spin for genre.
Here we go.
I got that stupid Wayne Brady song stuck in my head. It won't leave me alone.
We'll listen to Bulletproof Love after this for Garrett, and then you'll have that
comedy.
Okay, that's what most of these are, anyways. To be honest, everybody's like, "Bad movie must be comedy." Although I don't know, Manos, Hands of Fate could be a serious one.
Hands of Fate.
Oh, Last Airbender is a serious movie. It's just also seriously
maybe
bad.
Manos is like men.
No, it's Hands.
Am I right? I was
no,
right.
No, you're
yeah,
right.
It's Hands. Okay. Manos is definitely Hands.
All right, are we ready to draw yet?
Yeah, we are crumpling them up.
I think I'm going to get the music to work over here, but we'll see. Here, I can start.
Yeah, Manos is Hands. Okay, I started second guessing myself. I was like, I feel like somebody's going to be like, you're an idiot, John. Manos is Hands.
Well, I mean, somebody's going to say that.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty screwed. Yeah, bring it.
All right, where's that music?
It's playing.
All right. Shake it.
Is this the right music? Did I get you there?
Right.
Okay. That was hard to find.
Little does everybody know, I secretly mark them with different weights, so Garrett knows exactly which one he pulled.
Yep. And if it's Sharknado, I'm going to kick him in the back of the head.
Kung Fury.
Yes! We get to watch a good movie. Suck it, Rachel.
It's also only like 45 minutes long.
Thanks, Rachel.
Sick.
We get to watch a movie we enjoy. It's not very long. This is an excellent homework week.
Bad movie, my
Rachel,
ass.
Rachel, I love you. That is perfect.
But she said it's bad.
Hey, man, whatever. That's her opinion.
Fucking amazing.
She's entitled to her opinion.
He fights even though it's
wrong. But she loves old school
past.
Video games. How could she not love
with
the side-scrolling
combat?
It reminds me a lot of Far Cry 3
fucking
Blood Dragon.
Spin Triceracop. Kicking people in the face.
Dude, fucking Triceracop. Let's be honest about Triceracop.
What a bro.
Yeah. That side-scroll fight scene also looked like, kind of made me think of the old stick figure fights back in the day. Because they're like, dude, you know, and it's like back and forth. Like, yeah. Man, I'm excited. More Kung Fury.
So I think that'll do it for us this week, gentlemen.
I think we're settling down.
Yeah.
We're going to go have a nice drink in front
Manos.
Of the fire.
Have a nice belt of scotch. And then retire for the evening.
Y'all have a good night out there.
Farewell.
We miss you.
Safe journeys.
We'll see you next week.
Later, bitches.
Follow us on Twitter, @ @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook @ badflicks616. You can email the show @ contact@badflicks.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live @ badflicks.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.